good morning, everyone. I'm John Myrie.
And I'm Art Malin.
And welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we have reports on the fishing from Bob Schuster down at Hayward Bait and Bottle. And we're also talking with avid angler Desmond Bennett. And then we have some great summer fishing tips for you from Hayward Area Fishing Guide Dave D'Orazio and from well-known fishing personality Al Linder. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
You wanna get outdoors, you wanna have some fun.
Imitation is the greatest form of flattery, but don't go with a cheap imitation when you can go with a Flow from Hayward Power Sports. Flow has been leading the way for 30 years. They were the first and are still the best in modular roll-in docks. Flow dock systems are rock solid and the easiest to install, level, and remove. Their easy leveling leg system lets you level the dock from the top side without ever getting wet. Select a welded-on aluminum surface in either gray or alumigrain finishes with long-lasting bake-on anti-slip paint finish. For a quantum leap forward in boat lift technology, check out Flow at Hayward Power Sports. Their patented vertical screwdrive lift is easier, faster, quieter, and smoother than other lifts. The easy leveling legs allow you to lower your lift 9.5 inches from the bottom, allowing it to work in less water. All Flow products come with a 15-year limited warranty, so if you want the best, go with the Flow at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77 or at haywardpowersports.com.
Have more fun than ever before at Hayward Power Sports. Let's have some fun!
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in Northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop in for their great lunch menu, and you can enjoy your lunch right out on their deck. Lynn's also has fresh cut-to-order steaks, as well as a great selection of brats and sausages for those great summer cookouts. Lynn's also has a variety of snack sticks, jerky, cheese curds, and much, much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30, Saturdays 9 to 4, and Sundays 10 to 3. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward. Big fish stories come to life at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. The world's largest shrine to freshwater anglers boasts a 4.5-story tall walk-through muskie that's a half a city block long. It's like taking a peek into Granddad's old tackle box with thousands of mounted fish, antique outboard motors, and historical sport fishing artifacts. Stop in and take a chance on the 2018 $18,000 Lumacraft boat powered by a 50-horse Mercury outboard sponsored by John's Motorsports of Hayward. See the big ones that didn't get away at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, Highways 27 and B in Hayward, open daily from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. We're recording this week's show down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and we got Bob Schuster in here from Hayward Bait. And Bob, what are you hearing as far as the fishing out there?
Fishing's been pretty good. We were just out in Bass League, and everybody did pretty well on Tiger Cat, but the crappie bite on the flowage has been good. Walleye's been good. Northern has been good, bass been good. Water temp is climbing up. I seen 78 degree water temp, surface temp, Art, last night.
That's incredible because in Muskie Bay on Coot d'Oreille it was 54.
Yeah, bigger lake. Takes a little longer to warm it up.
I know you're going to we're busy here in the store. I mean, anybody wants to stop in here during, getting ready for fishing, you guys got incredible selection here, especially muskie lures now.
Yeah, we do, John, pretty full-blown selection of muskie and bass plastics and jigs and topwater lures and a staff that's well-versed in fishing.
Information to anybody needs tips on where to go and stuff, yeah.
Yep.
Well, Bob, thanks for coming on here and it's been helpful being on the first part of the show here.
Thanks, John. Thanks, Art.
Take care, Bob.
And Art, I know you got a few things. And actually, we got another guest in here today. We're going to get her in here a little bit. We've got Desmond Bennett here, which she was on last week's show here. And we're talking about, ladies fishing. And good morning, Desmond.
Good morning.
And Art, I know you got a couple things here real quick to talk about.
Well, the big thing that's going right now is those of you that are out in your boats, you want to be sure that you have what? On every time you move that boat.
Life jacket.
That's right, and I'm seeing a lot of people out there that are still not doing it, and it's really, it's uncomfortable for me to see that because I know what can happen. You can hit something in the water, you can break a line, there's all kinds of things that happen, and you can fall out of a boat, and in the past few years, it's been good. I mean, people are paying attention to what should be done.
Well, I'm one of them that don't wear it all the time, too. I'm sorry to say that, but...
Well, I never have mine off on the boat.
Anyway, you know, talking about some stuff here, you know, Bob talked about the fishing, and as far as the fishing out there, summer, we're going to be looking at summer fishing before too long. We're already starting to see some bug hatches on some of the small lakes.
Yeah, but the thing that's a little bit different, John, has been so dry, and that dryness can adversely affect the number of bugs you see.
Yeah, it can, but, you know, temperature, there's still, for the last few years, we've had some incredible hatches in the lakes I've never seen. Hopefully you don't get that again this year.
Last year was one of the wettest years we've ever had, so there's a reason for the bugs last year.
You know, it's muskie season, and when you got something...
Well, the thing that's really important for those people that are out in their boats, if you're going from one lake to another or one river, any place, you want to be sure to drain what?
You drain any water, your outboard, your bilge and stuff. The big deal there is that, you know, everybody gets worried about things like Eurasian milfoil. Eurasian milfoil is an exotic, as far as I'm concerned, fish like it, but the big one I'm more afraid of is things like zebra mussels.
Yeah, that's true, and they can be transferred. We have a few lakes around here that have zebras, and if we're not careful, we'll have more. But the thing you really want to do is when you take your rig out, be sure that anything that's hanging on to it in terms of wades, be sure to take it off.
Yeah, you bet. You know, and there's a lot of stuff going on that be going on here. I know in the show that we did here, Desmond, you talked about the Hayward High School now has a bass league too, and that's kind of interesting. We've got the Hayward Bass Club, but now there's a high school bass.
Absolutely. The Hayward Area High School Bass Team is getting underway. We'll be meeting with our students this week, and so by the time this show airs, we'll actually be coming up on our first day of student fishing, and we're getting really excited about that. And, you know, for us captains, it's just really a good way to give back to all the people that mentored us in the sport of angling and pass that on to the next generation.
You actually need captains, too, boat captains, to volunteer if you can get them.
Absolutely. You know, we got a great group of people that have volunteered thus far, but things come up and we're looking forward to an entire summer of fishing with these students. So if there's anybody out there that's got a boat and some free time on a Sunday evening, even if it's just once this summer, we'd love to hear from you so we can get you out there. And it just really benefits our students, and that's the most important thing.
Yeah, you know, it'd be kind of sad if you get more students sign up than you can get captains, because then you have to turn somebody away. And, you know, we need to get these kids out and doing things and fishing and hunting to just keep the sport alive and keep things going.
Absolutely. You know, we want to give a chance to those students that have already developed a passion for fishing to really do that in a more structured sense and start learning how tournaments work. But the other side of that is we also want to bring in students that maybe don't know a lot about fishing, and we really hope we've got enough captains to bring them out there and give everybody a shot to get out of there on the water.
Can you explain that a little bit, captains? What do you mean by captains? And also, how many kids are involved right now?
Right now, we've had over 20 express interest and close to 30. Once we have our meeting, we'll see who shows up, but I'm expecting we'll have around that number of students that are interested in fishing. As far as the captains, what we need is someone that's got a boat and can come out. We fish every Sunday from 4 o'clock till dusk, and once we get out there, each captain takes 2 students out onto the water. We have the students alternate, so the students get a chance to fish twice a month. So if people can volunteer every other week, that's great. But again, if you just can donate one Sunday evening this summer, that's still great. And it gives the kids a chance to learn from so many different people and perspectives.
Who do I contact and how?
All right, you can contact me, Desmond Bennett. My email is dxbennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, at Gmail. Or you can find me on Facebook. Or you could also reach out to John Priquette as well.
Yeah, and anybody can go on our website. You can email me, and I can get the information to them, too, as well. I don't know if you've got a couple of things here, too.
Well, the thing that is really happening in this state, John, is the amount of people who are now bird watching. And bird watching is a dang big business, believe me. There's a lot of income out there that the people are earning and spending. And bird lovers in our state, if you're really interested in what is going on at the state level, you contact Wisconsin DNR Bird Watching. That when that site comes up, there's some interesting things that, like maps of the area that you want to walk, hot spots for observation, important bird areas, a lot of pertinent information.
You know, we need to take a break right now and hear from some of our fine sponsors. When we come back, we've had an interesting interview with fishing guide Dave D'Arazio talk about summer fishing on the Chippewa Flowage. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages.
Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one stop for the Hayward area's largest selection of rods, reels, lures, fishing electronics, boating supplies, and they've now expanded their selection of soft plastic bass and walleye baits. No matter what you're fishing for, at Hayward Bait and Bottle, you'll find everything you'll need for a successful season. And while you're there, in their bottle shop, you'll find a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. And also don't forget, now they carry Shoremaster docks, lifts, and accessories at Hayward Bait and Bottle.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Finally, fishing a Lund from Hayward Power Sports. Lund boats are built by fishermen for fishermen. Catch your limit in a fully loaded 2018 Lund 1675 Impact SS for just $27,570. That's more than $6,000 under the MSRP. Lund's meticulous design is a perfect balance of strength and performance. Enjoy boating's best warranty with 3 years of bow to stern coverage and lifetime hull coverage. Plus, it's transferable, adding to the excellent resale value. Get your Lund at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control, a day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, call myself, John Myrie, at 715-462-9402. Or Art Malin at 715-865-2336, or you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com, and then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. Myself, John Myrie, and co-host Art Malin. And Art, you know, like I said before earlier in the show, we're going to be in the summer patterns here before long fishing.
Yeah, that's true, John. The thing that's got to happen, though, is there's got to be some more weed growth to really make it happen, I think.
That'll come fast.
Personal interest.
Well, you get the weeds going, get the summer going. And I had a chance to talk to one of the guys that's been a muskie guide for many, many years, Dave D'Arazio. And Dave had this good information, some great tips on fishing on the Chippewa Flowage in the summer months. So let's hear what he had to say. Talking to fishing guide Dave D'Arazio, and Dave, I know you spent a lot of time as you grew up on the Chippewa Flowage, and you kind of know how things work when it comes to the different times of the year to fish. We're into the summer period here, water temperatures are warming up, and things change. A lot of people struggle to catch fish during the summer. There's lots of stuff for them to eat out there.
Yeah, I think that's the problem. There is so much forage out there for the fish, they can be pretty much anywhere.
Let's talk about muskies. I know that's your favorite fish, and actually it's mine, although I seem to be fishing mostly crappies and bluegills and panfish nowadays. But when it comes to muskies in the summertime, they like warmer water, but there's a certain point that it gets too warm, right?
I agree with that, John. Once your water gets into the upper 70s or low 80s, I kind of hesitate to fish for them. Those fish, you catch a fish and you net it and try to take a picture, and you try to do it, in a rather rapid manner, but you're taking a chance with that fish's life.
What's the best way to go about finding and catching muskies when you get in the summer months? Most people think weeds, but...
You know, and I agree with that. There's going to be some muskies along the weeds. Sometimes they'll move a little deeper, and I think a lot of times you're going to find muskies suspended out in the middle of nowhere, and I think we're going to start seeing some of those fish showing up here.
Any good tips for guys on summer muskies on the flowage as far as baits and times of day and presentation and stuff?
Any time of day can be good. Of course, your lower light periods like dusk and dawn are going to be better. The two baits that are going to produce most are bucktails and topwaters. Work around those weeds. Use a bucktail with a number 8 blade so you can keep it with a little bit of lift and keep it over the weeds. And if you get a little overcast or towards dusk, throw a topwater over the weeds. You'll produce fish.
How about evenings and even after dark?
Evenings are great. Evenings are great for topwater fishing. The flowage, there are some fish caught late, but most of them after dark things actually slow down because of the dark water. In the clear water, I think those fish will go and feed all night. On the flows, they really seem to slow down after full dark.
And let's go to a little bit different thing, summer walleyes on the flowage. Guys want to go after summer walleyes. I mean, the big lakes, we're looking for deeper structure. Sometimes you catch them way deep, but on the flowage, not necessarily always that deep.
No, a lot of times you can find walleyes on the weed edges. Run a crawler or a leech on a jig along the weed edges in 6, 8, 10 feet of water, and you can move out a little bit deeper in that 10, 12, 15 feet of water, the sunken bogs and the snags. There's walleyes out there, and they're out there to be caught.
And, you know, and the other thing, too, with fishing on, and I noticed this on moose, and then she works on the Chippewa flowage, too, when you've got as much food out there for these fish as what we have, when we've got all kinds of bugs hatching and fry and minnows and everything else, sometimes it's not a matter of trying to get a fish to eat something as it is triggering a response. So sometimes things like rattle traps and spinners and other type of baits like that will produce better than trying to entice the fish into biting on a leech or a crawler.
Absolutely, John. If you get an overcast day, you want to work those weed beds with a crankbait, a shad wrap, rattle trap, anything like that. Work the edges especially and run some cast over the top. You're going to be surprised how many nice walleyes you're going to be able to take out of 4, 5, 6 feet of water.
And panfish, what do you think? That's probably the number one thing people go after, you think?
You know, I think it is nowadays, John. I think we probably have more crappies in the flowage than we've ever had. And a lot of them are smaller, you know, but they're going to grow up to be big fish. But there's plenty of keeping size crappies out there.
Once we get into the summer, actually, it becomes a game of using your electronics to find them because they will be deeper and they will be tended to be bunched up a little bit.
Oh, definitely, definitely. You can go over some of the cribs in the rough areas, and all of a sudden you see what looks like a mushroom cloud sometimes over the top of the cribs. You'll never get your bait down to the cribs. Drop a jig with a tube skirt or some kind of plastic down there, and it'll never make it to the bottom. The crappie will have it before it gets down there.
You don't need live bait either most of the time.
John, the only time I use any live bait for crappies is if we're ice fishing. I'll set up a couple minnows on a bobber, but during the spring and summer, it's all jigs, mostly plastic.
I used to use tube jigs most of the time, and that's what some of the old guides did when I first started. But the last couple of years, I've been using this Berkeley Gulp Alive. That seems to be even better yet.
John, if the indications of how much of that stuff that we sell here in the sports shop mean anything, it does work. Because we go through bottles and bottles of that stuff, and guys swear by it.
And, you know, if you're not catching fish on Gulp and for panfish, I give you one tip that I could give you is carry different types. I mean, you've got little one-inch minnows, you've got one-inch leeches, you've got fish fry and a bunch of different stuff. Try different stuff because they'll hit one thing and not the other.
You know, just like I see in the spring, trying different color jigs on the crappies up shallow. And usually most of them will work, but every day you'll find one that outproduces everything. And the next day it'll be a different color, so you've got to keep trying.
And overall, you think the flowage I think the flowage is better now than it used to be. I don't know about for big muskies, but as a fishery, just to go out and catch something, it's probably better than it was, I think.
Oh, definitely, definitely. There's more largemouth bass. 30, 40 years ago, we didn't have northerns. You can catch some nice northerns out there now. The fish are available. Just put a little common sense work into it, and you can go out there and catch something.
Yeah, and good smallmouth fishery, too, I might add. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, John.
Well, you know, that was interesting. We need to take another break right now, Art, and hear from more of our fine sponsors. We return. I've got another interview with, I played it before, but it's an interesting interview on summer fishing with none other than Al Lindner. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Check out OC Outfitters for all your fishing, hunting, and camping needs this year. They're ready to get you out on the lake with everything from rods and reels to licenses and live bait. Come see their Columbia clothing for men, women, and children. They have a full line of shirts, rain gear, shorts, and jackets, and they have new rifles, shotguns, and handguns to choose from. New this season, a propane filling station. That's OC Outfitters, 4 miles east of Hayward on Highway B, open 7 days a week. Phone 715-634-1044.
The most common bills you can't prepare for are vehicle repairs and medical expenses. Quick Check in Hayward is here to help when you're a little short. Get the cash you need today when the unexpected happens between paydays. Keep your utilities on. Avoid late fees and overdraft charges. When there's too much month at the end of your money, Quick Check is the safe, secure, and easy way to get you the emergency funds you need. Quick Check, next to Hayward Bait and Tackle. 715-634-9753.
pet owners, if there's a word better than inexpensive, it's free. Hayward Animal Hospital has always offered a free wellness exam with the vaccination of your pet. Your cat or dog will be given the highest quality and most comprehensive vaccines available to ensure continued protection against a variety of diseases with no hidden exam fees. The next time your pet needs vaccinations, consider a free wellness exam and Dr. Ostrander's over 30 years of experience. Hayward Animal Hospital is located on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
Are you in need of marine service? If so, call Earl's Marine, located on County K between the Big Lakes. Earl's Marine is a local Johnson Avenue authorized sales and service representative. Need a boat lift? Earl's Marine handles shore station. Need a boat or a pontoon for a few days? Just call for rental information. Since 1966, Earl's Marine has provided outstanding marine service to this area. For outstanding service, open 7 days a week for sales with a mechanic on duty Monday through Friday. Call Earl's Marine today at 715-634-4783.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. Myself, John Myrie, and co-host Art Malin. And Art, I'm going to jump right into an interview. I had a chance to talk to Al Lindner over at St. Croix Rod Factory about summer fishing and some summer patterns.
That was 2 years ago.
Yep, that was 2 years ago I had that chance. And it's a great interview. I'm going to run it again here now. Let's hear what he had to say about summer fishing. Al, you know, when it comes to summer fishing, there is so many things out there for a fish to eat. And that's when it seems like everybody's looking for a guide because they can't catch fish. What kind of tips can you give people that go out and catch? Let's start with walleyes.
Well, the first tip, you just said it. If you're having a problem and you're vacationing in an area and you're going to be there for a week, the best money you can invest is get yourself a guide to start with. And I'm saying, go get a guide for half a day or something. Get a pulse of the lake you're on. And that's what they're there for. They'll point you in the right direction. And that's the best money you could start with to start. Also, on these lakes, so many of these lakes right now, we're getting these hot, calm, sunny days. You know, spend your time in the afternoon. Be a tourist, run into town, think around a little bit. But fish that morning bite, fish that late evening. Yeah, you know, do 3 hours in the afternoon. Make sure you go into dark because it'll be a really good. I don't care if you're fishing the walleyes, the skies, a bass, whatever you're going to chase. And that morning bite is really good, really good too. The daytime, it can get a little bit tough. There's no question. There's some fish you can catch. You can catch fish. But the real bite, the accelerated bite where you're on, is going to be early and late.
Do you think that sometimes maybe relying on things that trip their trigger a little bit more?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we get enough weather. We live up north here. We're in. Rarely do we see the exact same weather pattern hold for like 4 days. It's almost unheard of.
Right.
We get these weather pattern changes like this, and it triggers fish. It triggers the bite. A weather pattern, and by that I'm not only talking a frontal condition. We're talking calm to windy, or even windy to calm. You know, any kind of extreme weather change. Naturally, wind helps accelerate the bite, but there's plenty of fish even in calm weather. If you happen to be going for smallmouth bass, I'll use that as an example. They happen to like it calm. Yeah, you know, they like calm. And you grab a topwater this time of the year. If you got smallmouth in your lake, start throwing it around on those shallow water rocks. If you want to fish in the middle of the day, they'll go. The walleyes will be off. The muskies might not want to show themselves for a while, but a smallmouth will. They like to play.
Also, do you think that when you've got so much natural forage in a lake, do you sometimes better off to throw something artificial that gets a reactive strike to it?
Yeah, in different colors or reaction, it's filled with all the hatches. The perch are hatched. All of the fry are out there. Everything is spawned. You got clouds and clouds and clouds of bait out there. And these fish know that. They get something different. You're right on. Something completely different, inclusive of a color. We were talking about this coming down here, and I'm looking in our boat at some of the colors on these musky baits. If you were to tell all of us that enjoyed musky fishing 15 years ago, if you were to show them the colors of the baits that we're throwing today, whether it's in bucktails or rubber or hard baits, and show them these are the colors that are working, they would have laughed you out of the store. And they would have strung you up. He's lost it. He's going nuts. And there's no way. You look at these colors, it's amazing what these fish are biting. It is something really different and something that they haven't, and especially musky, the colors that are catching and producing these fish are astounding to me, that what we look at.
You bet. And that musky fishing is actually better than it's ever been, I think.
For numbers of fish, yeah. We got, and big fish, you know, last fall, and many of our lakes really popped some monsters all over the country.
Now, I know one of your favorite species of fish, as is mine, besides muskies, is smallmouth bass.
Yeah.
Get into summer smallmouth. What changes out there as far as how to go catching it?
Well, I'll tell you, but personally for me, what I like about summer is if the weather's like it is today, where it's fairly calm, hot, a little bit muggy, and it's smallmouth like topwater baits, they really do. And a bite can be really, really good. They like to eat a topwater lure. And in a lot of the lakes, like in Wisconsin here, here's a lot of these lakes, those fish don't go real deep. Some lakes they do, you know, the real clear, right, deep lake, different story. But in a lot of these darker stained water lakes, these fish are, you know, most of the time they're in 8 feet of water or less, those big smallmouth. You know, and they'll eat a topwater bait, they'll eat a jerk bait all the time, gets their attention. Yeah, you know, you get a hot colored jerk bait, a swim in a grub, a tube. Yeah, you know, we'll get you a bit. These are mainstays, a 4-inch wacky worm. Mm-hmm. We'll catch them.
You think that because they're eating that stuff close to the surface is because they're used to just kind of into eating bugs and stuff that are up in that upper
Well, that's what's out. Happening right now. You know, you know, you get out on a lake, you got all of these hatches. You got the mayfly hatches.
Ooh, terrible
hatches. And then you, yeah, and they're all over. And then the dragonflies, when you start seeing those dragonflies, yeah, that's the biggest indicator for me. When them dragonflies are out, I'm putting a popper on a rod.
Yep.
It's going to be with me, baby. I start seeing dragonflies, I start getting nervous. That means that the fish are off the spawn. They're into post-spawn and they're starting to feed up, and they feed up a lot, especially the month of June where we got all these hatches going on.
And how about a little bit earlier in the day? You still use that topwater, or would you go to like a stick bait?
I'd use both. When I'm talking smallmouth, I'm throwing both. They're both on the deck, man. Along with a grub and a tube.
And sometimes I know you throw some pretty wild colors too on them.
Yeah, the smallies really like it. You know, and really hot colors. Yeah, you know, they like it. There's no question in my mind. They like it.
Al, it's been interesting talking to you. I don't get a chance to see you very often.
I know, but yeah. You know, it's good to touch base with you again. It's kind of fun to get over here and talk to a lot of the old guard.
You bet. Well, thanks, Al.
My pleasure.
As always, very interesting guy. I got a couple other things we're going to talk about here. You know, Desmond's still standing here. Desmond's going to be our resident kayak fishing expert.
Absolutely. And, you know, what Art just said follows along with my experience out in the kayak last night. I've been out. I hit a lot of the smaller local lakes in the kayak, and I've especially been trying to target the panfish during the crappie spawn. But when I was out last night, I was starting to see a lot of the bluegills swimming around, and the crappie were starting to move back to their normal patterns just a little bit.
Fishing out of a kayak is a different experience. I mean, it puts you really close to the water.
It really does. And, you know, I've been taking it a little easy as the season starts out and I'm getting out on the water, because when you're in a kayak, you really have to know your rig. You can't bring a bunch of things out. You can't turn around and go back to the landing easily if you forgot something. And you really need to be steady once you get that fish on the line. So I've been just getting out, taking it easy, and seeing what panfish I can pull up.
I know she started kayak fishing down in Louisiana, and down there it would make me a little bit nervous because you never know what kind of alligator is going to try to grab.
Alligators down there? You bet they do.
Oh, they're not that scary. If you don't bug them too much, they're fine.
Interesting. I don't know if you got any last-minute things here as we wrap up here.
Well, the only thing that I was interested in recently is those people who fish for trout. There's about 400 projects improving trout habitat in our state, and that's more than 100 miles of water. If you're interested in that, once again, you can go to the DNR to check out trout fishing situations, maps, etc. Try it. I love to trout fish, John. I mean, it's more fun. I like to eat trout too, and I don't let them go unless they're huge.
I used to a lot, but I don't much anymore. You know, and the other thing to talk about, you know, summertime we'll definitely have some bug hatches going on. So you might want to think about kind of learning how to do some trolling, because sometimes that is one of the most effective way to catch these fish when they're suspended in that water column eating some of that bug larva.
Yeah, and that's another thing that you're going to find out, that there's a lot of minnows that start going into a ball. And if you see that on your sight finder, and you see the large marks above them, then you want to troll through there with something that goes deep.
You bet, you bet. And Desmond, I want to thank you for coming on here.
Thank you, John, and thank you, Art, for having me.
And we hope we can get you on here a lot more. Anyway, we're out of time for this week. I want to remind folks that if you miss a show, you can always get that show on our podcast. I put it up a few days after it airs on the weekend. I get it on our podcast or our YouTube channel, and you can access that from our webpage at WNORadio.net. We're out of time for this week.
Try to find the youngster and take him or her out.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back again next week.
Listen with me, I'm gonna take you there to our Wisconsin outdoors, our Wisconsin outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.